Georgia's DBHDD is warning all Georgians that half of all opioid deaths happen at home, when people take an Oxy or a Perc with a glass of alcohol for stress or to sleep. Learn more about protecting families from opioid overdoses at opioidresponse.info.
I'm Chuck Reese of the Bitter Southerner Podcast, and I know we've been making y'all wait for a long time for Season 2.
People been talking, and it make me shake my head.
Well, it's coming.
I'm Southern. I know the South has its problems, but, you know, I'm proud of where I'm from. I'm proud of where I sound. I don't want to lose my accent, you know, because it's what makes me uniquely me. I am not like everybody else.
I think that in our first season, we gave a pretty good overview of how the Bitter Southerner and its readers look at the culture of the South. And on season two, we're going much deeper.
If you can't find the will to speak of injustice in your backyard, and I'm not saying to do it in an angry way, I'm not saying to do it in a fighting way, I'm not saying to do it in an alienating way, I'm just saying that we have a duty to speak what we believe is true.
Long as folk got situations and problems on their mind, yes, sir.
We're going to talk about how Southerners have a really odd obsession with bringing exactly the right homemade cake to a funeral or a community gathering.
You got to beat the egg because it's you know, so liquidy and dense, and beating it really, really fluffs it up and really makes the cake nice and fluffy and soft.
We're going to talk about how the blues never dies with musicians who range from age 25 to age 86.
The blues won't never die. Now, it might not never be like it was in the 60s or the 20s, but you can't, it's more genres of music now, but it won't ever die.
The blues ain't dead. He just been taking his rest. Wake up, Mr. Blues, one more time.
We're going with award-winning food and travel writer Shane Mitchell to explore the history of okra in New Orleans. We're going to talk about the Tennessee Valley Authority, the electricity it brought, and the communities it destroyed with people like the drive-by truckers Mike Cooley and novelist Caleb Johnson. And the list goes on and on. We're even going to take you to some Waffle Houses.
Well, she's only four, so she's been coming for 4 years, and I've been coming for as long as I have memories.
What's your favorite thing to eat here?
Waffles.
Do you want to say you can't live without hash browns?
That's like, I can't live without hash browns.
Do it without your hand in front of your mouth.
I can't live without hash browns.
We hope you'll join us for season two of the Bitter Southerner Podcast. 10 episodes every other week, starting on November 15th. You can subscribe to the Bitter Southerner Podcast at gpb.org/podcast or on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, that was good.